Warm hello to you. And in this time, we're going to be exploring and looking at how jasmine can support us in group facilitations and leadership. And even just before I started to record this, as I was making my outline for this lesson, I had this kind of, I guess, edginess, a type of a quality of tension in my being because of some circumstances right now and the amount of work that's before me at this particular moment. And I'll often get this sort of anticipatory edginess, I guess we could say, that comes from a really deep sublimated belief that there's not going to be enough time. And probably even underneath that is that somehow I'm not going to do a good enough job and I'm going to let people down. I oftentimes don't have conscious connection to that one, but I feel like when I've really deeply tuned in, it feels like a driver that sort of creates this momentum, this edgy momentum, and then I become aware of it in relationship to something very practical like time. And so I was sitting here just getting ready to begin this lesson, and I sat for a moment and tuned into Jasmine like I do before I create any of the audios or lessons or written material for you with the oils, as I tune into that oil first and call it into my being and into my space to help inform, illuminate, and inspire us, me and you, and provide the truth of what it is that it wants to express to us at this time. You know, there's this quality with every oil, if we allow ourselves to tune in, of what it wants to express to you, to me, and to us right now. What does it want to say right now? And in that moment that I tuned into it, I felt this vulnerability inside of me, and I felt tears coming to my eyes in relationship to this internal relationship that I will often default to, and then it necessitates some conscious attention and tenderness to transform. And what I realized in that moment is that's such a large part of what Jasmine brings to us, is helps us to tune in and access that tenderness, that softness, that yielding nature. Not yielding in a way where we'll become unprotected somehow in an unsafe way. Yielding to our own grace, yielding to our own softness, and yielding to the parts inside of us that might be stiller, quieter voices and aspects of our own being, and perhaps even of our own soul, that often if you tend to be a driven person or a focused person or a do-oriented person, which is very much emphasized within our culture, we can often drown out those smaller, stiller voices, and we can sort of sacrifice this quality of divinity at the altar of productivity and the quality of manifestation that we've come to value within our culture. And yet there's a whole other flip side to that vulnerability and a whole other flip side to manifestation that I feel like at this particular point in time, especially in the West, it actually needs a little bit more We need to give it collectively a bit more attention, just simply because we've been dominated in the other way for a good amount of time now. So in that moment, I felt this sweet tenderness of Jasmine and had tears in my eye. And it's almost like this resistance within me, like, no, I can't go there. I can't be that soft and that tender and feel all those things that might have to come up to be felt in order to have full access to that part of me. And yet Jasmine guides us there in the most extraordinary and safe way. It guides us into that aspect of ourselves if we allow it to. And at the very least, even if we don't allow it to, meaning we use our own will to override, it will at the very least connect us to a momentary softness and bliss and a kind of stillness, like the stillness of, if there is such a thing, that the stillness that we can experience by both looking at and touching a beautiful petal of a jasmine flower. There's a kind of delicate way in which we're called to be with these beautiful flowers, just like we're called to be with infants, with newborns, in a very delicate way, which requires a quality of mindfulness. Jasmine, I think, has, in my experience, has that ability to call that forth in us. So that's the, I wanted to share that with you first because it feels important. And now from here, I'm going to go into the outline that I have created in regards to jasmine and group facilitations and leadership. And I have some key words for you to anchor into with this. It's soften, open, ease tension, restore trust, and facilitate trauma resolution. So there's five things: soften, open, ease tensions, restore trust, and facilitate trauma resolution. We'll look a little bit at each one, but I also think that they are words that will probably conjure up quite a bit for you within your own experience as well. So of course this isn't limited to just my perspective on these experiences, but I think if you can anchor yourself into those key words when you're wanting to select a good oil for a group facilitation or something that you're about to go into when you're teaching or leading, these keywords will guide you. In regards to softening, really that's a large part of what I just described, that bringing us into the vulnerability of our own heart and the vulnerability that when we become present in any moment, energetically it does require a kind of vulnerability because we're not holding anything back, we're not reserving anything aside. There's this, in true vulnerability, which often kind of we move into in a moment and then move out of a moment later, there's this incredible rawness. And like, I always think about when I'm in 12-step meetings and I hear people share, and when people are sharing from the heart of their own heart, from the heart of vulnerability, you can hear a pin drop in the room. You can hear a pin drop. It's just extraordinary. And when anyone, I'll speak from my own experience, if I start sharing and I go in, I don't often know when I go from perhaps vulnerability into my mind sort of taking the reins. I feel this quality of almost getting bored with my own self speaking because of the detached nature of it. That's how I often know that I've moved out of my own heart space. So in regards to jasmine, if you're wanting to facilitate that kind of softening and that kind of vulnerability, it would be a beautiful oil to work with. Of course, you can work with it in any of these five things that I'm about to talk about. You can use jasmine in many different ways in Healing Oil Collective. I put a little bit of emphasis on using it aroma acupoint therapy style, which is putting it on selected acupuncture points. It doesn't mean that's the only way to work with jasmine, because sometimes that's not a possibility within a group setting. When you put any oil on a point, it's going to have many more layers of potential effects that can happen, because you have not just the energy of the oil and the consciousness of the oil, but you have the energy of the vortex of the point and the consciousness of the point meeting. So it definitely is, it's exponentially more dynamic than simply diffusing an oil. But if all that you can do is diffuse the oil, please, by all means, diffuse. or have people as they enter into the setting, maybe everybody puts a drop on their wrist and rubs them together and enters in. That will definitely have profound effects. The next one is opening. And this is really directly connected to the softening. So if we soften into our own heart and into the vulnerability of our true nature, then we also inherently become open. I separated it out as a unique word, anchor word, because sometimes when we're facilitating, we want to create more of an opening effect and sometimes a softening effect. And either one will be very well supported with jasmine. The next word or phrase is easing tension, to ease tension. And I think it sort of speaks for itself at this point, but if we have a softening and an opening, if we're helping to engender and create a collective heart within the room, tensions just naturally ease. So much of our tension in group settings and social settings comes from different qualities of fear that arise when we're around others in regards to how we will be perceived or judged, what others think of us, how our performance will be, how our engagement will be. But as I'm sure you've very well experienced, when we let all of that go, or when all of that falls away and we're present with self and others, that's when tension just naturally leaves the room. It leaves people's bodies, and we're able to be present in true intimacy with ourselves and with others. The next one, fourth one, is restoring trust. Now, you can think about this in a few different ways. If you want to go self to self, it could be restoring trust within your own self that you can do this. Perhaps you've taught or facilitated something before and you felt like you dropped the ball. You felt like you messed up. And perhaps you're teaching to a new group, or even more potently, you're maybe teaching to the same group or presenting something to the same group that you feel like you've dropped the ball with before. Then working with jasmine yourself before you go in to restore trust in yourself that you can do this, and that what happens is what's meant to happen, that you're going to put the time and energy into it that's needed, and then you're going to let the universe or God take care of the rest. Secondarily, or additionally, we could say, within a group where you're specifically facilitating something around the healing of trust wounds or betrayal wounds, jasmine is a potent ally. So I know when I'm teaching Master Healer and in the fire module in the summer, we're looking very deeply and working very deeply with betrayals of intimacy and wounds of betrayal, breaches of trust. And so as we're working with those individually and collectively, and that energy is being liberated and cleared and transformed within the space, jasmine is one of our powerful allies to help us remember how to do that, to remember how to trust, again, self to self, self to God or the universe, and self to others. Also, if you're working within groups, I know frequently when I'm teaching aroma acupoint therapy, for example, when we break out into dyads or triads to do treatments, oftentimes I feel as soon as we announce there's going to be a breakout, there's a quality of anxiety that erupts within the room, because we tend to get a little bit self-conscious when we think we might have to work with someone else. We don't really know them. They're going to be touching us. We're going to be touching them. Maybe I don't know the points, and they do. Any number of things can come up. So using jasmine between people within a group, within a dyad or triad, can be a really powerful opener to help ground everybody within the energetic reality of trust. And the last one, which I sort of took it from more simple, straightforward energetic realities into more complex ones, and the last one is probably the most complex, having to do with facilitating trauma resolution. Now, trauma, this isn't to make trauma and trauma resolution something less than what it is, because in all reality, trauma resolution is multifaceted, it's multifactorial, and in my experience requires processes and ways of tending to it that are also multifaceted and multifactorial. This is why often on our own path of resolving childhood trauma, there's certain things that work for us at certain times, and then there's other things that work at other times. And each thing gradually strengthens us, integrates us, and helps clear things from our soma and psyche, events and happenings from our soma and psyche. Jasmine is a beautiful facilitator of the whole path of trauma resolution. And I just experience it as I think about if I went to Peru, which I haven't been and want to go, but if I went and I went to Machu Picchu, I would want to have a guide. I would want to have a guide that knows what they're doing and can tell me what I need and where we're going to be going and maybe share some things about the terrain and the history. Jasmine is one of three main oils that I consider essential for trauma. In that it acts as a guide from the very beginning of the surfacing of trauma for us to see and to tend to all of the different stages of the transformation of that trauma, and into the energetic of forgiveness, which is not the same thing as, quote, letting someone off the hook. It's an energetic state within us and between us as individuals that, to me, marks a kind of finality, might be a strong word, but I'm not coming up with another one right at this moment, but it is a kind of, like when we put the icing on a cake, symbolic of something being done. When we have gone through all of those stages that I previously mentioned, and then we're able to exist within and give rise to the energetic state of forgiveness as a lived embodied reality, there's a kind of finality to that in a way. And at the same time, it's just the beginning of our next phase and step within our own soul evolution. But I see Jasmine being a terrific exemplary guide through that entire process. So if in the work that you're teaching, that you're facilitating, that you're tending to, there is trauma work involved, and then think about including Jasmine as one of the, probably one of the primary oils that'll be a pillar throughout that work. Certainly when anybody's in the midst of trauma, Jasmine is a really powerful ally just to have with them, put on their wrists, put on CV17. And I'll share a short story with you in closing that is a fairly good example of this. I've had quite a lot of trauma through my upbringing, and some of it I've shared with you through the Healing Oil Collective. And certainly some of it had set me up with certain patterns in intimate relationships. And I had a pattern of, at certain points within intimate relationships, I would very skillfully not let someone in any further. And I honestly didn't even know that I was doing this, because I had all of the outward behaviors and, I guess behaviors is the right word, behaviors that I could deliver or mimic that would seemingly from the outside show that I was loving and intimate with the person. But truly I hadn't let them in, fully in. And some part of my psyche would be slowly building a case as to why they ultimately were not going to be safe or a good partner for me. And then at a certain point, I would break up with the person. And through that process, I think it was probably a gradual process of me becoming numb and even dissociative. But I can recall that at the time when I would actually break up with them, I would completely dissociate and numb. I mean, it was rather remarkable how dramatic it was. And because it was so dramatic, not only was I doing harm to myself, but I was also doing harm to, I was contributing to a happening that was also very painful for the other person, and didn't allow space or room for real learning, for deepening, of learning, and also of a kind of resolution and a parting in a way where we could each have some kind of healthy understanding. So I remember when, fast forward, I remember in 2010, I was going through a separation with my husband at the time, and I knew, I was aware of this pattern in myself, and I was aware that I didn't want to recreate the same pattern because of the harm that it caused. But I didn't know how. I just literally didn't know how to do it a different way. And Jasmine is what came to me, and that was long before I really had had these deepening of insights that I've been sharing with you around Jasmine. And all I knew was that I had to be with Jasmine, and Jasmine had to be with me. And I clutched onto that bottle, and I had it in my pockets at all times. And every time my husband and I would have a challenging conversation, I would put it on my wrists at pericardium 7, and I would take it up to my nose and smell it, and then put my wrist down, and it would keep me in my body for those few minutes. And then I'd feel myself start to float away, and I would do it again. Smell it. I even remember at one point he said to me, "What are you doing?" And I literally felt like in my experience was that Jasmine saved a part of my own soul from atrophying. Because there comes certain points, pivotal points in our life where if we repeat the same pattern yet again, there's it becomes really, really, really hard to change that one in the future. Again, these pivotal moments where if we course correct then, it is such a significant game changer for us moving forward. And that was exactly actually what happened to me. And it wasn't that we didn't have pain, and there were many challenges through that process. And I'm sure there were moments when I did leave my body, but I came back to it very quickly and came back to myself very quickly. And in fact, I credit Jasmine with being the reason why I was able to continue to function in my practice and in my work life without completely compartmentalizing in a way where I was going to have to deal with a lot of somaticized and psychic cysts within my body mind at a later date. Because that's what happens when we severely compartmentalize as trauma or traumatic events are happening. That stuff that gets put somewhere, it ends up having to be dealt with later. So I was really able to deal with things as they were arising for the most part, and I was able to be present with myself and others, and I'm forever grateful to Jasmine for that, for teaching me how to not leave myself when in painful situations. And I even credit Jasmine with softening my heart and my pericardium so much, so that then a couple of years later, when I met my current husband, Rory, there was just an ever so slight opening that he was able to, one, see and actually identify it to me, and then come into, so that we could come together with some true healthy intimacy. I love that expression, "Into me I see." Thank you for listening and for being together with me in this collective inquiry and this collective honoring of the oils as allies and the gifts that they have to offer us at this time.